This content is an original work of creative fiction owned by me, Hannah Slamma. It is protected under copyright and Creative Commons. My work is by adults, for adults, and about adults. This is a portrayal of fictional fantasy and does not condone or promote harm to others in any way. Do not host, use, fill, or adapt my work for commercial use. Do not post or rehost my work or any others without express consent of the artist involved. Enjoy!
I love protesting. Throwing a brick at that random car really made me feel like I was fighting for the people, you know? I'm so glad we joined the Antifa movement together. Our local CEO is such a great guy. I love how we're reclaiming the word. It shouldn't have been ruined by assholes like Jeff Bezos. Why can't that guy just be cool like Elon Musk? Well, yeah, he's busting unions and all, but he smokes weed, and his 420 joke on Twitter was so relatable. He's like one of the good billionaires, you know? You haven't seen it? All right, let me get my phone. I'll show it to you. Oh my God. Beyonce is talking about the same thing we were protesting on her Twitter. She's such a woke queen. What about the unpaid Bangladeshi sweatshop workers? She has to make her merchandise somehow. Besides, her clothes are preaching girl power, so she's basically already helping them by letting them produce the clothes for her. You know what? I don't feel like doing all this emotional labor to educate you. Good male allies know when to shut up. And you want to be a good ally, right? Sadly, you're a straight man. You simply aren't able to ignore your patriarchal male instincts to oppress and demonize women. Every single straight male is a huge misogynist deep down. I know you've been really supportive of me so far. Going to protests with me, posting about societal injustice on your social media. You even let me fuck a guy of every ethnicity just to prove that I'm not a racist. Mm-hmm. And when I made you suck on that strap-on for half an hour every day during Pride Month, you didn't even hesitate. But the patriarchy has indoctrinated you, whether you know it or not. Deep, deep down, there's a filthy misogynist inside of you. One who doesn't care what I think about societal issues. One who wants to shove his cock inside my throat until I can't even remember my favorite brand of vegan, gluten-free, fair trade, LGBTQ+ friendly, low-carb quinoa. One who wouldn't even let me look at other men, but who would make me watch while they pound all my leftist friends. Oh, you aren't like that? You promise you're not some terrible misogynist asshole deep down inside? Well, fucking prove it then. Get on your knees. This is where men belong. On their fucking knees for women. It's called equality, sweetie. God, protesting always makes me feel so fucking horny. Get in between my legs, you pathetic straight male. That's it. Show me how passionate you are about dismantling the patriarchy. And stop fucking sputtering so much. What? It's because of all the hair? Making women shave is a tool the patriarchy uses to awaken the inner pedophilic desires of every man so they can treat women like their children. You're not a pedophile, are you? Then keep fucking licking my hairy cunt. God, screaming at that cop made me so fucking wet. That cop with the thick, masculine arms. Maybe I can convince him to quit the force and become an activist against police brutality. I don't like your tone, mister. Yes, I'd fuck a cop. It's my body, so it's my choice. Duh. Well, we're in a relationship, but you don't own me. You're not some misogynist asshole who would claim me as his own little fuck slut so I can decide who to fuck on my own. Excuse me? We haven't had sex in 2 months? Well, what do you call this then, huh? Not all sex is male-centered penetration focused on your pleasure. So stop being so fucking greedy and make me come. It's been like a whole day already. Fine. You can take off your pants. But there's no way you're jerking off. You'd probably be fantasizing about something gross and objectifying anyways. Like taking that cock and shoving it deep inside my needy little cunt. And pounding me like a bitch in heat. Or shoving that patriarchal dick of yours inside my tight little asshole. As revenge for me being such a bitch towards you. Or maybe even using your disgusting, superior male strength to overpower me. And fuck this pretty face that's been saying such mean things to you all day. You're gonna be a good ally and let it twitch and throb in the air as you keep licking my cunt. Good. Straight men like you don't deserve pleasure. The only way you could possibly feel good is when you oppress and degrade women. Oh, God, men are the worst. Did I ask for your opinion? I don't give a fuck if you agree with me. Shut up and lick my pussy. I'm wondering, how many times can I rub your shaft with my foot before you snap and show me your true misogynistic self? I would never submit to a man. So watching you hump my feet like a man who's comfortable in his own sexuality is so comforting to me. I love submissive men who know their fucking place. And you know your place, right? Kneeling before my goddess pussy whilst desperately humping my feet with your aching, denied cock. Oh. Oh, God, I'm getting close. My pussy is hotter than the Molotov cocktail I threw at the delivery truck. Ew. Of course you don't get to come. Did that little tap hurt your strong male body? Your rapist balls were gonna defile me against my consent. So they deserved it. I don't care if it hurts. Keep fucking licking me if you want to prove to me that you're woke. What? No? You can't tell a woman no. That's fucking misogyny. How dare you? If you don't start fucking licking, I'm gonna... Hey, what the fuck? Let me go. Women shouldn't be on their knees. It's not the fucking 20th century, you asshole. Oh, you're gonna show me what a real misogynist looks like? What do you... How dare you? No, of course I don't fucking like it. Blowjobs are degrading and anti-feminist. Besides, that wasn't even a fucking blowjob. You just used my face like it was a fleshlight or something. No, I'm not humping your leg. I'm not drooling either. Of course I can't stop staring at your cock, though. That thing just destroyed my throat. My mouth isn't open. My jaw just hurts. I told you. I would never submit to a mi- I'm sorry for talking about fucking a cop. I'm sorry for being a bitch. Oh, cops are bastards. No, I'm not gonna come from humping your leg and being your submissive little feminist fuck sleeve. Fucking hurts. I'm so confused. Your cock, I need to kiss it. Thank you for letting me come. You're using the patriarchy to provide me pleasure. That doesn't mean it's good, okay? No. Men don't deserve to come. Especially not deep inside my tight little throat. As I look into your beautiful, manly eyes. You wouldn't possibly try to do that now, would you? After all, you're an intersectional feminist ally who would never put a woman in her place. I mean, degrade a woman like that. Oh? You won't keep fucking my face. Ow! What the fuck? You just grabbed me by the pussy! Well, by the hair on my pussy, that shit fucking hurts! No! I'm not gonna lie down and spread my legs. I'm not some submissive fuck pet who will do whatever you ask, no matter how badly you hurt me. I'm a strong, independent woman who... no, no. Don't rub your head on my clit. I want you. I want you to fuck me, okay? I said it. I want you to fuck my pussy. But since you're apparently such a misogynistic asshole, you probably don't want the hole I gave you consent for. I'll bet you just want to shove that cock balls deep inside my tight little asshole and fuck me like big corporations and billionaires are fucking humanity. True. Anarchy means listening to no authority, not even the obvious authority of women. I'd ask you to go slow and be gentle, but I know your misogynistic male brain will make you shove that fucking dick in me and rut against me like the animal you are. Oh, God, men are disgusting. No, I'm not fucking dripping on you. I hate being fucked in the ass by my boyfriend. You pretend to be so woke and progressive. But secretly, you just want me to be your submissive fucking whore, don't you? Oh, tell me then. Tell me what you really want. I'll never fuck anyone but you again. Even if we break up, I'll be as loyal to you as consumers on Miss Maddox's big box stores. Oh, of course. Of course, since your uncontrollable male hormones and years of indoctrination into a sexist society has made it impossible for you to stay loyal. I wouldn't hold it against you if you wanted to fuck hot girls right in front of me. Or make me watch. Oh, you simply can't help it, baby. I know I wouldn't ever victim blame you for that. It'll be so nice and feminine for you, too. The patriarchy probably made it so you couldn't possibly get aroused unless I turn into a submissive little housewife for you to fuck. So I'll quit my job as a vegan yoga instructor for you. Yeah. You're hard now, but that's because you're raping my ass and all straight men get off on shit like that. You don't get off on it? Let's test that theory. Oh God, please stop. It hurts, please. Fuck. Cock feels so big in my tight little asshole. Please stop. You're gonna turn me into a little fucking rape slut if you don't stop. Oh, I definitely felt you throb. I don't care. That was proof. But don't worry, baby. I still love you. Even though you're such a misogynist pig. I know. I know what would satisfy your male gaze. Since I love you so much, I guess I have no other option than to submit to societal beauty standards for you. I'll wax my tight little clit until it's all nice and smooth. It feels nice as I rub it against your leg while you fuck my face. Grow my hair out long so you can put your fingers in it and pull it while you're fucking me. Right after I come back from meeting the girls at my feminist book club. Unlike our government, I would actually serve you, baby. I'll cook for you, clean for you, and of course I'll only say no to sex. That makes your cock hard. I'll only do that because you're making me do it. If I didn't, you'd probably tell the police about a certain local girl who likes drawing anarchy symbols all over public property in town. Since you males are so much stronger and faster than me, I would have absolutely no chance to ever escape you. I'd probably have to obey you for the rest of my life. And slowly but surely, I just internalize all your misogyny, and I'll be the perfect servant for the fucking patriarchy. Just think about how I would sound once that happened. Oh god, please keep fucking my ass. Show me my fucking place. My body is meant to give you fucking pleasure. Please take me like the fucking whore I am. Oh god. Fill me little asshole with your perfect cum. I have no meaning without a man. Fill me with purpose. Fill me with your worth. Oh, fuck. Make me useful for you, master. I'll do anything to bring you pleasure. Fucking fill me up. Oh, God, feeling your cock in my ass feels so good. Can I please come, master? Oh, I'll cook your favorite dish if you let me come. Oh, I'll cook it anyway. Still, please. Please, master, please. We can come together. I was such a good girl. Please, please, please let me come. Oh, fuck. Oh, thank you. Oh, thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Ah, I'm your submissive three-hole whore, master. Please, please, please fill your cum up with your manly seed. Oh, fuck, fill my fucking ass up. Ah. Oh, fuck. Oh, thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for showing me my place. And for proving my point. My submissive ally of a boyfriend turned into a disgusting misogynist with just a little tap on the balls and some mean words. I knew it was inside you all along, you pervert. I'm so proud of you, baby.